You are listening to episode 28 for Drugs for All. Today is Forget Me Not. I'm your host, Alyssa Colin. Today we will cover Rohypnol, also known as Circles, a forget me pill, lunch money, mind erasers, R2, rib, roofies, roaches, rope, ruffles, shays, and wolfies. We will discuss what it is, how it's used, its effects, treatment, why you need it and what it is, and more. Rohypnol is a Schedule 4 Generation 2 drug. It was originally created as a treatment for insomnia. It is a hypnotic, sedative, tranquilizer, and calmative, depressant on the central nervous system. It is illegal in the US but is easily accessible and relatively inexpensive to be smuggled through Mexico and Central America. It can become physically addictive within about 10 days of continuous use, as well as a neurological addiction. How it's used. Rohypnol is swallowed, sometimes with alcohol or other drugs. It can also be crushed and snorted, dissolved, injected, or sprinkled on marijuana and smoked. Rohypnol's short-term effects are, when placed in an alcoholic beverage, it increases the effects of the alcohol and the rate at which the person will start to feel drunk. It can cause a drop in blood pressure, as well as cause memory loss, drowsiness, dizziness, and an upset stomach, which is why it's one of the three most common date rape drugs used. Because it's part of a depressant family of drugs, it causes some people to become overly excited or aggressive. Its long-term effects are severe. It can cause dependence and addiction among frequent users. Some people addicted to Rohypnol experience headaches, muscle pain, restlessness, and confusion when trying to withdraw on their own. Stopping usage of it suddenly after taking it for a long period of time can have severe health consequences, including seizures, coma, and even death. Experts say regular users must taper off of the drug slowly, as they would from any drug on which they have become dependent when they attempt withdrawal from the drug. The U.S. Department of Justice says such seizures may occur among chronic users after as little as 1 week without Rohypnol. Long-term users may also experience headache, muscle pain, extreme anxiety, tension, confusion, irritability, restlessness when they stop taking Rohypnol. Symptoms can also progress to more severe problems such as numbness and tingling of the arms and legs, loss of identity, hallucinations, delirium, convulsions, shock, and heart failure. People who have been taking more than 6 milligrams of Rohypnol per day for a month or longer will experience the most severe symptoms when the drug is stopped. Large doses of Rohypnol are rarely fatal except when taken in combinations with alcohol and or other drugs. Rohypnol is potentially harmful to the fetus if you are pregnant. Most physicians recommend getting off of the medication immediately upon getting pregnant. The drugs may affect the mother's body as well and may make them incapable of carrying a baby. Female drug abuse statistics state that the misuse of illicit drugs increases the risk of stillbirths by 3 times. The medication can enter breast milk, and chemical compounds in the drug can cause lethargy and weight loss in newborn babies. It also can significantly increase a young woman's risk of getting pregnant and/or catching a sexually transmitted disease due to loss of inhibition and control that occurs after taking the drug. About 25% of women reported that these drugs were a factor in a rape. As a sedative, Rohypnol is reportedly about 10 times more powerful than Valium. Treatment. Why you need it and what it is. Treatment can be found at many local and national locations and sites. Clinics have pharmaceutical therapy, behavioral counseling and therapy, gender-specific treatment programs, and secular recovery programs depending on the circumstance of the patient. There is a local treatment called Allison Park Drug Abuse Rehab Center and PA Alcohol Treatment Programs. The national helpline is 800-662-HELP. Call it if you need help. Remember, it is illegal to have possession of this in the U.S. and it can result in many significant prison sentences. And also, remember, potential users are 3 times more likely to be depressed, 2 times more likely to have a low self-esteem, and 6 times more likely to be unable to just say no. Data from the Drug Abuse Warning Network indicates that at least 80% of hospital emergency department admissions involving Rohypnol and other so-called club drugs involve people ages 25 and under. Remember, don't rely on a change of color in a drink to believe that you are safe. Illegally manufactured Rohypnol is colorless and does not produce any strong taste or odor when dissolved in a drink. These counterfeit pills also do not release the bright blue dye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast on Forget Me Not, all you need to know on Rohypnol. Tune in next week for Drunk as a Skunk, the smelly consequence of drinking.